Reason number four, the Bible's faithful representation of human hearts. That there is something radically and fundamentally wrong with mankind is obvious to everyone. Historians have laid the blame on ignorance or lack of education or lack of civilization. Biologists diagnose the malady to be the result of glandular irregularity or of inherited genes. Psychologists attribute man's moral lapses to his animal ancestry, from which evolutionists unscientifically claim man has descended or evolved. But the Bible calls this depraved condition of man by its right name, sin. It faithfully narrates how man, originally created in the image of God in true holiness and righteousness, came to such a tragic state. It tells of man's willful fall when he rebelled against God and yielded obedience to Satan. And since all mankind descended from Adam and Eve, all of their descendants have been born with a sinful nature, and because of their sinful nature, commit all kinds of sins of thought, word, and deed. The Bible says every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. The Bible proceeds to tell us that because of sin, man is alienated from God. But the Bible doesn't end with that woeful truth. It prescribes the only remedy for his sinful condition, and it is the only sacred book of any religion in the world which does so. The remedy is found in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came down from heaven to take our place under the law, live a perfectly sinless life for us, and then pay for all our sins with his own holy, precious blood by his death on the cross. His resurrection from the dead 3 days later proves that he is who he claimed to be, true God and Savior of the world, the only way to eternal life. Reason number five, the Bible's transforming power. The transforming power of the Bible also confirms that it is nothing less than the Word of God. It has transformed the lives of millions of people when they become related by faith to the person of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. That is, he no longer has sinful desires, but desires to be like God and serve him in true righteousness and holiness. Peter, a profane fisherman, becomes a bold spiritual leader whose very shadow heals the sick. A healed demoniac who had never seen Christ before becomes a faithful witness for Christ in 10 cities. John, a vindictive Jew, becomes the apostle of love. Saul, a bloodthirsty persecutor of Christians, becomes Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, boldly proclaiming the good news about Jesus, though constantly falsely accused, threatened, beaten, and imprisoned for his faith. Thousands at that time and millions upon millions since then have turned from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. They have turned from their idolatry and wickedness, treachery and greed, sexual immorality, drunkenness, and selfish ambition to worship the true and living God and be his humble servants. They have become the salt of the earth and the light of the world through their good deeds, helping their fellow man and bringing glory to God. No other book on earth has the power to do that. This again is proof that the Bible is the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God.